Mr. Cox, may we have the roll call?
Danny Burchland.
Here.
Doug Britton.
Present.
Eric Erdman. Mr. Erdman had a work commitment conflict tonight. Marcia Hales.
Here.
Bob Hendrickson.
Here.
Danny Lampkin.
Here.
Susan Lotto.
Here.
Kim Mackey.
Here.
Steve Nyes.
Here.
Andy Poole.
Here.
Bill Sample. Adil Asim.
Here.
Peg Spihar.
Here.
John Strongatharm.
Here.
George Zimmerman.
Mr. Cox, are there any excused absences or requests for those?
I would propose Mr. Erdman because of a work conflict. If there'd be a motion, it'd be great.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The minutes, we got a little backlog with other activities, so we'll lay those over to next time. The communication submitting, city clerk submitting section 5 of the Duluth City Charter, reflecting the changes from the November 3rd, 2015 election. City clerk submitting comparison from other cities of the authority for setting city council salaries. City clerk submitting AFSCME wage increases in inflation since 1999. City clerk submitting draft resolution for city council consideration of charter commission recommendations. And with your permission, I'll mark them received.
Mr. Cox.
New business, the charter commission determination of a suitable city council fee for service and recommend same fee to council.
We have a proposed resolution. Mr. Johnson, was there some commentary on the resolution proposed?
President Nyes, Charter Commission members, the only thing I would point out is that the new fee will not go in effect until January of 2018, which kind of wasn't exactly what we expected. We drafted the language assuming that it would be passed by the council, and that didn't happen. When it went to election, the timing got a little screwed up. So that won't be a problem going forward, but with this first time in which the Charter Commission follows this process, there will be a little bit of a lag. And so I just wanted you to be aware of that. Otherwise, we drafted this resolution to give you something to work off of, and it's kind of a fill-in-the-blanks type of resolution. And whatever process you guys want to go through, that is fine with us.
Is there any discussion from the commission?
I have a question, Attorney Johnson. Does this still mean that the council will vote on our proposal in December, or will that not actually happen until next year?
Commissioner Seem, that is the intent.
Okay.
And I think it, so that was the plan, and we hopefully can stick with that plan.
Okay, thank you.
I have a comment. In looking through all the information, what struck me was this seemed to be the path that would make the most sense. As I looked at what the AFSCME wage increases were since 1999, and the reason those are important to me on determining the salary is because it's what the city administration, the city council, and the unions have all agreed was a fair raise for that time, because there's times there were zeros because we had some rough years in there, and there's times there were a little more. But the city itself's agreed that was pretty much what the cost of living was for, and the increase should be. And if you look at that, it's 33.4% through 2014. And if you multiply that times what they're making, it's around $1,111. And if you take a look at the comparisons, there are some that are more. Rochester significantly more than that. Bloomington's a little less than that, but we don't know what year Bloomington's was raised, if it was raised this year or not. Plymouth's a little less, but they can get in dental insurance and medical insurance. And Brooklyn Park's a little less, but they get $50 for every meeting they attend. So I felt that the $1,111 seemed to make sense, because that's what the city has decided was a fair raises over all those years from 1999 to 2014. With the understanding now that we're waiting to 2018, and the 2015 raises, if any, haven't been decided yet. And I know we're at very, very, very low, if not negative, inflation right now, so there probably won't be any significant raises this year, but one doesn't know. But I think a fair salary, monthly salary, would be $1,150 starting in 2018. For all the reasons that I mentioned, that it's something that the city has decided was the fair increase. It's a little less than the consumer price index, but I'd hate to be giving counselors consumer price index and the employees would be getting less than consumer. It wouldn't seem to be making much sense. To me, I don't want to directly tie it, but to get caught up, it seems like a good tool to be able to use. Just for discussion.
Can you use the microphone, Kim? Lean into it.
I'll move the proposed resolution with Commissioner Strongitharm's numbers.
Second.
Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, my only question, I really like what Plymouth did in terms of having using the CPI to increase the base rate, I think in odd years following municipal elections. Is there any way with the action that's been taken so far that we could do something like that, and does that have value?
Can I speak? I know when our subcommittee met, we talked about the challenges with getting the council to give themselves raises, and the idea that for so many years that they haven't gotten a raise because council members are reluctant to do so. So I like Mr. Strongitharm's proposal because it does catch the councilors up, and if it's voted on with councilors who won't be setting their own wage, that makes sense. And I think the understanding was we would try to review this with greater frequency and make proposals, but not commit ourselves or the council to having to adjust it on any set formula. Sharla, who else was at that subcommittee meeting?
Milotto? You want
to? Does anybody else want to add to that?
I would support what you're saying.
Sure.
Yes.
Just, I guess it's working here. Just some interesting numbers. I wanted to be sure, Councilor Strongitharm, that I got the number that you proposed $1,050.
$1,150.
$1,150.
Per meeting.
No, per month.
No, no, no.
Per month.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say.
Per meeting would be nice for them, I guess, but no, per month.
We'd be meeting.
Calculation here. And right now we're doing.
One thing that's not taken into account in my numbers as well is, like in 1999, they got 3%. 2% got 1.5%, but that 3% would have been it would have been actually more than this number, because it accumulates over time. You know, it would have been a little bit more, not a lot of money more, but, you know, so don't hold me to the penny. And that's why I rounded it up to $1,150, understanding that there'd be another couple years before we get another raise.
Okay, and I totally agree with you on that in that respect. If I run the numbers here, it approximately is a 30% increase?
33.4% increase.
So 1,150?
That's 1,111, yep.
Okay.
They're getting, that the 33.4% is on their current salary of 833. That's how I get the number.
Okay. When I ran the numbers, because of the way it was, the 33.4% was calculated as simply a sum of the total of that column.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In actuality, the increase in 2000 was 1.5% of the salary in 1999. Go back and look at that compounding figure, the number comes out to be 38.9% increase in total, which then puts your 33.4% in a much better light.
Mm-hmm.
So that was basically my comment, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hendrickson. And Mr. Zimmerman, you've been waiting to speak for a while.
Yes, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with a big jump right at I don't know. Understand why you're trying to catch up over the past since 1999. I mean, it's not like it's a job that people are living off of. So unlike the living wage that people are getting. I mean, I understand maybe connecting it in the future to that percentage raise, so that they're connected in the future, but I'm not sure why the big gap at this time. I mean, maybe somebody could explain it to me, the committee.
I can explain what was in my head. I mean, it wasn't just to give them a big raise. It's comparable to what other cities of similar sizes are getting now. We're catching them up to what other cities. I mean, Bloomington's at 1,033 right now. So we're talking $100 difference in that. Rochester's at 16,000 or 1600. You know, so we're not, yes, it's one big jump, but it's because they didn't get those raises for that many years. I mean, got to get caught up somehow.
Councilor Gardner, would you like to address Mr. Zimmerman's comments too?
Sure. I think Commissioner Stromatharn covered it very well. Since there hasn't been any raise since the turn of the century, that is one of the reasons that we are looking at this. And the councilors that have been working, that I've been working with, some of them have left the council and have not and reluctantly left the council, young counselors with families in particular, because the role of a counselor has changed drastically, particularly with the prosperity that has happening and the positive economic development that we're seeing in the city. We are getting a lot busier. There's just more to do. There's more for counselors to do. We're expected to go to, I mean, there's so much more to being a counselor than just sitting at two meetings a month and voting on issues. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And I think a lot of people have recognized that the counselor's role has changed a lot. We are expected and are active in our community and in our districts, and the at-large counselors are constantly on the go as well. So there's committees, there's commissions, there's responsibilities the counselors have within the framework of the city itself, but also with the expanded roles within the community. There's just higher expectations that we're going to be showing up there and make presentations, and it takes a great deal of time and energy. And I do not want to see the council turn into people who just can afford to be on the council and just have that kind of time. I think that would be a very sad representation for our city. I think their council needs to look like our city looks. And so that was the reason for it. And there's a lot of thought given to it, a lot of time and effort. The committee, I thought, was very thoughtful, and I certainly appreciated everything and do appreciate everything that you folks have brought forward, because I think you've been very thoughtful. So that's the reason. If there's any other questions more specific, Mr. Zimmerman, I'd be glad to answer those as well.
Sure. I'd like to pose this to the rest of the committee, though, too. If it's tied to the wage increase, the wage increase happens to somebody AFS CME wage increase, was that attached to the base wage that somebody comes in at? Or does it just apply to somebody who's worked at the same job for a long time? I mean, do they increase the base wage too?
Yes.
And then the second thing, there was something else that I wanted to ask. It slipped my mind for just a second.
Well, I would like to remind the commission as well, and you, Mr. Zimmerman, that this is a recommendation that is going to be made to the council, and the council will ultimately decide whether to take the recommendation or not, and it will have to be by a two-thirds vote. So there is no guarantees that even if this recommendation is made and passed tonight, that the council will. I mean, I'm hoping they will, but there's no guarantees.
Right. Can I ask this question? I mean, do we have any responsibility also to the financial aspects, or is that all taken care of by the city council?
Mr. Johnson?
I mean, the increase the increase that's being proposed here is like, I'm guessing, a roughly around $30,000 a year increase, something like that. And I'm wondering if we have some responsibility in our commission or the financial aspects of this big jump.
President Nyes, commissioners, I think it's fair to say that the budgeting for the city and that aspect is falls to the council and the administration. Now, certainly, this process has been set up for you guys to take in
all those different factors. And so it would be inappropriate for you to say $1 million for each counselor. That is, and you get that. But there's a reasonableness level and a kind of a reasonable person process that you guys should go through in setting this amount. And there's not a lot of guidance in what that number is. And the information that has been provided has been requested by the Charter Commission.
Plus, as we understood, this is not going to take place, the council wouldn't see an increase until 2018. So we're even further off into the future, which makes these figures we've been given regarding other cities probably even further off. They're going to increase too. The other comment I want to make is on the point I raised earlier in terms of having some mechanism to trigger an increase. The onus, as I understand it, then would be on the Charter Commission to say now's the time to take another look. And that's on no regular basis whatsoever. Not every 2 years, not every 5 years, but whenever someone on the commission thinks that's the time to do it.
That's right.
Am I correct?
That's correct. And it could be brought up to the commission. I mean, it's a counselor, the personnel chair could decide to do that as well. But we didn't put any time in there. We're just thinking that, to look at it more than once every 15 or 16 years is good. You know, we're thinking that would be nice, maybe every 5 years. But there is nothing that we didn't put anything in there deliberately because this is a, Mr. Zimmerman, made a good point in that these aren't full-time jobs. And actually, these aren't salaries. It's a fee, as much as I don't like the term. But people, counselors need to be compensated for the cost that it takes to be a counselor. And that means, we have to go out. We can't take any money most we can really take from people if we're going anywhere for meetings is maybe a cup of coffee. And so we pay our own way for everything. And counselors with children pay babysitters, and they can be really expensive. So those are the kinds of things that we are looking at and that we looked at and I looked at when I brought this forward.
Can I add something too? Just as a reminder, originally the charter had to be amended in order to increase the counselor's pay, which, as we can see, is a pretty cumbersome process to put it on the ballot. And then, so the goal in changing the charter to the language that we did was to give all of us a little bit more independence in making those choices without having to go through the formal steps of amending our charter.
And more flexibility.
Clarify that.
No, go ahead.
If I could just ask a question of Mr. Johnson, if we don't propose something now for the city council to vote on, will that delay when it would ultimately become effective, or could we wait till 2018, pass it sometime around then, and it still be effective in 2018? And the reason I asked the question is because I like the current proposal. I like the fact that it's basically incorporating the wage increases. But the information we have is current as a 2014. And so if we acted now and it becomes effective in 2018, are we effectively going to have a fee change in 2018 that's based off numbers that are current through 2014? So we're still out of date in that regard. And that's my question.
Commissioner, that is a good question. And as the way the charter was changed, the new fee amount may not take effect until the month of January after the next municipal election. So conceivably, you could wait and do this at a later date, and there would be no prejudice as long as it was done before the next municipal election. That is an alternative.
And one of the nice things about doing now is that about half the councilors will have to get reelected before then. So right now, councilors will be voting on something they don't know for sure they're going to benefit from. I think it makes the process a little cleaner that way. We can always, 2018 is a few years away. We can always look at it in 2 years and say, that's not quite enough. Let's bump it up a little more or keep it the same.
there any further discussion? Councilor Gardner?
Yeah, I would like to point out that there are going to be four of us actually leaving the council. Councilor Larson, of course, is going to be mayor. Councilor Krug, Councilor Julesrud, and myself are leaving the council. So four councilors will be voting on this that will not have any vested interest, which I think is kind of a rare thing. So, you know, usually the turnover is not quite that large, but it just is this time.
Well, we did have a motion and a second, and there was a substantial amount of discussion. Should we vote on that motion at this point? And we have a reminder of what the motion was. It was Councilor Strongitharm, I'm sorry, Commissioner Strongitharm, what was the number again?
$1,150 per month.
And that was seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Opposed.
Can we note the opposition for the record? I don't believe there's any further business before the commission.
Two small details. I have new charters, so I pass out some, but I think some people came in after I passed them out. So please don't leave without getting some light reading. And your next quarterly date, if business is there, will be in January, but I'll be just reviewing that with the city attorney. There might be some housekeeping stuff, but it may not be ready for January. So thank you all for coming on this special day.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
And thank you all.
This must be it.
On the behalf of the council as well for your diligence and your expertise. Really appreciate it.